Good morning. Welcome to the morning show with Roz. And I have a very special guest this morning. His name is Ali Duma. He is the CEO of Algoma Family Services. Now, what Algoma Family Services is going to be doing is hosting a workshop. Good morning, Ali.
Good morning, Roz, and thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So can you give me an idea of what is a psychoeducation workshop?
This workshop is on anti-human trafficking, and so the psychoeducation workshop is really a workshop that provides education about human trafficking and also the interventions that go to help those that have been trafficked. We will have individuals who are knowledgeable, such as Carly Church and Bridget Harrier, and they're going to be talking about human trafficking from either their lived experience or their experience in their work. And so what we want people to understand is that human trafficking victims are often those that are suffering sexual, physical, financial, emotional, and psychological abuse while being trafficked. And so the recovery from the impact of the trauma associated with being trafficked can take a really long time. This workshop is really talking about the indicators of those that have been trafficked, what we can do about it, and the type of work that is required to help those that have been impacted by human trafficking.
Now, obviously, there is also red flags, signs to watch out for. There's different tools already available for online safety and resources. But human trafficking is often described as a modern form of slavery, one of the fastest growing crimes in Canada. And people think, you know, it's in Toronto, it's in Vancouver, it's in Montreal. No, it's here on the North Shore, correct?
It's here, unfortunately, big time. With the cloud of the pandemic, it's allowed those who traffic to be able to do so without as much attention, given our focus has been elsewhere. But you're absolutely right, Rosalind. Although human trafficking is really prevalent in the larger urban centers, the very fact that, for instance, Algoma is a pathway to Toronto. So we'll find many of those who've been trafficked coming right through many of our towns in Algoma, specifically Sault Ste. Marie. So our goal at AFS, really, for those that are being trafficked, find sanctuary and safety here in Algoma, where we can help those that are being smuggled through to Sault Ste. Marie, and also avoid the situation where those that traffic can recruit young women right here in Algoma.
Yeah, it's quite scary too, because the average age of recruitment for these people who are involved in sex trafficking, I think that would surprise people to find out it's only 13 years old.
Yeah, it's scary, Rosalind. And I got to tell you, those that traffic are really good at what they do, and they are pretty slick in terms of enticing young women and boys into human trafficking. When we think of human trafficking, we often think of women. But the reality is that one-third of those who are trafficked are actually males. The other thing that I'll tell you about those that are trafficked, that those that are highest risk of being trafficked are those that find themselves oftentimes homeless or without resources. So what these traffickers do is provide clothing, money, substances. That's another way of luring and keeping those that are trafficked dependent on them. Security, love, attention. So those that are often the highest risk are those people or young people who are missing out on some of those things in their own life.
Now, one of the things you refer to as well is that if there is a concern about a youth who's believed to be at risk, they can reach out to your services and connect with what's called the RISE program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The RISE program is a program that Algoma Family Services provides in collaboration with many of our partners, such as the Alliance Network that we have here that's been doing this type of work for a long, long time. But the RISE program really stands for Resources and Integration for Survivor Empowerment. So what this program does is that it'll allow our outreach counselors to meet with a client or those that have been trafficked and provide support where needed. The other thing that we'd want your audience to know, Rosalind, is that there is a Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline. And that number is 1-833-900-1010. This hotline is 24/7 and confidential, and it will connect victims or survivors with the local service agency in their area.
Is the workshop open to the public, or you have specific people you're inviting, or is it for anyone who's interested in finding out more about human trafficking and or perhaps being able to help?
Well, right now the workshop is designed just to better empower our local service providers. That's where we want to start. It's not open to everyone just yet. We will be doing other workshops later, but we did receive a grant from the Ministry of Children and Community and Social Services to run this program. The first part of that is really getting all of our service providers together and getting us on the same page about the human trafficking.
Issue of human trafficking and exploitation.